When you pull into the parking lot at the Amazon warehouse in Fall River, you have to stretch your neck just to look at the whole building in one line of vision. It's roughly the size of 28 football fields filled with miles of conveyor belts. And inside, there are more than 1,000 workers operating forklifts, picking through orders, or packaging deliveries. And those are the kinds of blue-collar jobs Amazon needs to hire ASAP.
In Massachusetts, we're hoping to hire over 700 jobs, if not today, within the next week or so, based on this Amazon Jobs Day event.
That's Cedric Ross. He's an Amazon spokesman. He said the company had expected about 200 people to show up. In total, Amazon received more than 400 applications.
Are you here for the tours?
Yeah.
There's a line.
The lines were long, and some people waited hours for interviews. Young, old, in-state, out-of-state. Most folks said they just wanted a new opportunity, and Amazon's offer of full-time work with benefits sounded better than where they're at.
Just looking to change my field. Where I'm at right now does not agree with me. I wasn't quite built for it.
I have a small part-time job at the moment, but I wouldn't say it's my career.
I have a family to support, so can't really just sit here and just mope around looking for something. I got to find whatever I could get my hands on.
That was Joshua Starr, Nicole Espinoza, and James Bent. They were all signing up for tours at Amazon. Fall River is home to one of the highest unemployment rates in the state. And so Amazon's promise of jobs is enticing. The company wouldn't share exact salary amounts with us, but both job ads and potential employees suggest the figure is around $12.75 an hour, and that's decent for some folks.
My name's Ryan Lynch. I'm a stay-at-home dad. I'm trying to look for a second or third shift job to make some extra money so that I can help out my family.
Lynch called us later after his interview and left a voicemail. Turns out the schedule for this gig doesn't line up with his fatherhood commitments.
This job opportunity is not going to work for me because I would have to work until 4:30 in the morning and I have to take care of my baby all day. But it's really expensive that this isn't going to work out for me. It would have been great. Have a good day. Thank you.
It's sort of meta. The company once thought to be the job killer, decimating main streets across America, is now the job creator. Bruce Clark, a business professor at Northeastern, says Amazon's relationship with retail is complicated.
The thing is, Amazon is hiring, and so they are growing. The trick is they're probably not growing fast enough to offset the decline of retail employees in other operations.
Clark says that's because an Amazon employee brings in more dollars than an average retail employee. Data shows they're more productive. Which means
even as Amazon grows, it alone probably does not need as many employees as retailers may shed as we go through this transition.
Plus, a few years ago, Amazon bought Kiva Systems, a robotics company here in Massachusetts.
One of the things that I would be thinking about if I were an employee is how long is this job here? Because it's very much in Amazon's interest to make warehouses as efficient as they possibly can.
Despite the fear of robots taking jobs, automation is not yet replacing people in the warehouse. Humans still have more nimble hands to sort through bins. And so for now, Clark says, Amazon needs to keep hiring people simply to keep up with how often we're all shopping on Amazon. Asma Khalid, Rhode Island Public Radio.